It wasn't a good performance as a whole. Like, we had probably a 10-minute spell at the end where we looked like we were going to go and nick something, but by then it's too late. Altogether, it just wasn't good enough from everyone.
Especially after scoring so well, getting off to that good start.
Yeah, we did have a good start. Yeah, the first 20 minutes was okay. I thought we were on top just about. And then once we scored, we kind of sat off and let them come at us, and we couldn't get back on top. I thought the second half started off well as well. First couple of minutes with a good cross from Shea. But then again, it just died down and we didn't get going until the last 10 minutes, and by then it's too late.
They seem to get a lot of joy down your left-hand side. Is that fair?
Yeah. They were finding, especially in the first half, they were finding pockets quite well. Their three forward players were linking up quite well, and it was quite hard to get hold of them. But at half time, we kind of got together and said that, you know, we're sitting too deep, we need to squeeze out. And I thought we overcome that in the second half, but just didn't do enough to get a result.
It's obviously a pretty terrible way to end a season with four straight home league defeats. Fans weren't happy at the end. Is that understandable?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, rightly so. They shouldn't be happy with the performances we've been putting out for them. So no, we totally understand and we deserve it. We've got to take it on the chin because we deserve it. And I think, you know, they have every right to be like that and boo us at the end. I think we as players have to get together and appreciate that they come and watch us every week. And even if they are going to give us grief, which we deservedly deserve, we just got to take it on the chin.
You picked up more points away from home this season. Is it easy to explain why that is?
No, it's not. No, it's very strange. The gaffer told us at the end there that we've done better away from home, scored more goals, and we've conceded 70 something goals this season, which is awful. I think it's the second worst in the league, I think Bark said. It hasn't been a positive season, and for some it has been, for others it hasn't been. But as a whole in a team and what we expected to do from the start of the season to now and where we were going to finish, it's been a massive disappointment for us players.
From a personal point of view, how pleased are you with your season? Obviously, we've spoken about the three red cards, but you know, in the 20 games since Boxing Day, you've only picked up three yellow cards. You started all of them. You must be pleased with how you finished the season at the very least.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as an individual, from where I've come from with getting the free sendings off, it's definitely been positive for me. I think the gaffer's had a massive part to play in that, and Barks by helping me and talking to me, letting me know what I need to do and how I need to do it. The players have been great support, and you know, I couldn't have done it without them. As an individual insight, it's been good for me, a good positive end of the season.
And you've been captain for the last two games as well?
Yeah. I think Sean he's obviously done his shoulder and he's going to be out for the rest of the season. And Dan's in goal while Phil Smith is out. So, yeah, I've been able to take the captain's armour, which has been really nice, good privilege.
Is it something you've enjoyed?
Yes, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I was captain of Welling for a season, which I loved. I love the responsibility. And, you know, if it comes up next season that I'm captain, then that would be fantastic. But if not, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
And looking ahead to next season, what's your situation? Are you definitely here next season? Is it something you've discussed?
Nothing's been discussed yet. I'm not sure what's going on, but we got told that we'll get told when they're ready to tell us. So I want to be here next season. So if something gets offered, I'll be here.